I can remember.
Oh, there was one that came in. What about, there was one that just came in on a permit yesterday.
Oh, well, there's also an amendment to an old CUP.
There's a conversation going on right now. I don't know if you want to mute yourself or not. Sounds like a technical one.
You have microphones.
Yeah.
I see that.
We're talking about work.
I can't mute them. They come with the room.
Yeah, okay, all right.
All right, we are recording and we are streaming.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Brown. Good morning, everyone. I'm Susan Drummond, Benton County Hearing Examiner. Today is Friday morning, 10 a.m., May 20th, 2022. We have a fairly full agenda this morning. There are four items. I'll just run through, and I think I'll hear them in the order that they're listed on the agenda. The first is a conditional use permit for a detached ADU proposed by Donald Carter. That's matter 2022-004. The second item is a conditional use permit for the Victory Baptist Church. That matter number is CUP 2022-005. The third matter is ADU request that requires a CUP. That's proposed by Andre and Rosabel Chavez. Apologies if I'm not getting the pronunciation right on that. I'll check when we get to that matter. And that's CUP 2022-006. And then we have a variance request for an overhang encroachment into an access easement. It's proposed by a 5D development at Cottonwood One LLC, and that's variance 2022-001. So I'll have a few comments on just the order of procedure today before we get into these items. The way we proceed is we'll hear first from the planning department. The department will provide a summary of the proposal. Then the applicant will have an opportunity to present, and then we'll open the matter up for public comment. Anyone who is present in the hearing room or online and wishes to comment may do so, and then the applicant will have an opportunity to address any questions or concerns which arise from that comment. This is a quasi-judicial proceeding, and all that means is that it's somewhat formal with witnesses sworn in. Also, the appearance must be, or the proceeding must be fair in appearance and in fact. I'm not aware of any conflicts of interest that would preclude me from rendering a fair and impartial decision in all of these matters, but if there are any concerns or questions on that, those would need to be raised now. In terms of the legal criteria that I look at, they're all from the county code. The CUP criteria are at 1150.040, subsection D. And just to very briefly paraphrase, the CUPs must be compatible with surrounding uses, avoid material detriment, traffic must be addressed, there must be adequate services to support them, and the use must not discourage development of permitted uses. With respect to ADUs, those also must comply with the CUP criteria, and then they also have their own subset of criteria at 1142.020. Quite a list there, but it addresses essentially kind of ADU size, aesthetics, and use. With regard to the variance procedure, those criteria at 1150.030, and it, for a variance, you have to have special circumstances that are related to the property that are not caused by the owner. And then granted, the variance wouldn't harm the surrounding residents. The burden of proof is on the applicant for all of those to demonstrate the criteria are met. In terms of the record, for all four matters, I received the staff report as well as the listed attachments. And all of those, absent objection, all of those are admitted. They all look relevant to the proceedings. And just a note, this is, of course, is proceeding via WebEx as well as in person. Usually the proceedings have gone pretty well technically, but I do keep the record open typically for at least a day, just in case there's anyone who wanted to call in and had difficulty doing so. So that covers kind of my introductory comments. Unless there are procedural questions, we'll go ahead and proceed with the first matter. Right, I'm not
here to go here.
Okay, all right. So the first matter, of course, is CUP 2022-004. This is the detached ADU proposed by Mr. Carter. Who from the planning department is presenting on this?
That would be me, Andrea Watts.
Oh, okay. Good morning, Ms. Watts. If you could state your name for the record.
Andrea Watts.
And you swear affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you.
All right, so the Planning Division received the application for CUP 2022-004 on March 28th. The applicant, Donald Carter, is proposing to construct a 725 square foot accessory building or accessory unit on a site that is currently occupied by a 2,970 square foot single family dwelling and two accessory buildings. The property is approximately 1.93 acres in size and is located in Rural Lands 5-acre district in the Benton City area of Benton County. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal. The following comments were received. The Benton Franklin Health District commented that the septic system for the ADU has not yet been finalized. They're just waiting on the property owner to provide a new plot plan, and that might have been taken care of. The Benton Public Utility District commented that the applicant will need to contact PUD to make arrangements for power. And then the Kennewick Irrigation District stated that while this parcel is within the Kennewick Irrigation District boundaries, it is not considered irrigable lands. Additionally, this property is located within the Benton County Rural Water Supply Program area, which requires any new dwelling to obtain a mitigation certificate and have a water meter installed to monitor water usage. Planning staff is recommending approval of the application subject to the suggested 22 findings of facts and 5 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Watts. I don't have any questions for you. Is the applicant present?
Yes.
Go ahead and get up and come up to the podium, please. There you go.
Good morning.
Good morning. If you could state your name for the record.
Donald Carter.
And you swear affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. Is there anything that you wanted to add to the department summary of your proposal?
I'm building this for my parents. My dad is 83. My mom turns 80 this year. My mom is wheelchair bound, and we had to sell their house and their currently in an apartment, but just not really capable of taking care of each other anymore. So that's the reason why we're doing this. The comment on the septic, I guess my understanding is that I'd done as much as I needed for the approval process, and then I guess I was waiting for the final approval before I actually paid the last payment for the. But I've been working with them as far as they've come out and seen the site and approved the concept of what we were going to do, and it was just a matter of getting the approval for the variance to continue with the septic.
Thank you. Well, certainly one of the reasons for the ADU is to provide housing for parents and so forth. That's quite common, and that's consistent with the intent of the code. I don't have any. I do. Are you any concerns with any of the conditions listed at the end of the staff report? They looked fairly standard to me, but any questions or concerns?
I actually was just reading through it when I got called up, so I didn't get to that point. I didn't see the email. I don't know why it didn't come through. So my apologies for that.
No worries. If you know, we can proceed to public comment, and then if you do have any questions, we can call you back up. That would work as well. It might give you a little bit more time, and also we'll be keeping the record open for a day. So if you did have a question, you could certainly submit it that way.
Okay, and that's it looks like that's page 9.
That is page 9. That is correct.
Okay. Yeah. So I'll read through that, and if I have any questions, I'll let you know.
Okay. That sounds all good. Right. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yep. So at this point, we'll proceed to public comment. Is there anyone who wish to comment on this proposal?
We have nobody indicating either online or in the room, and I did not receive any requests to testify on any matter.
Okay, so let the record reflect that there is no one who wished to comment on this proposal. So just to give Mr. Carter just a little bit more time to read through that, there are not too many conditions, it's just a page. What I might do is proceed to the next matter, and then Mr. Carter, call you up then, just in case you have, or check in with you to see if you have any questions. Any concerns with that approach, Mr. Carter?
No, that'd be great. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Well, I can't, I just in terms of kind of recapping, I myself don't have any questions on this. It looks like this generally meets the county's CUP criteria. Of course, I wait to make a final decision, CUP and ADU criteria. I do, of course, wait to make a final decision if the record formally closes, but there were not any inconsistencies that I saw in reviewing the materials on this. So I think with that, I will move to the next agenda item. This is the conditional use permit for the Victory Baptist Church. Who from the department is presenting on that?
Peter Mackendorfer will be.
Oh, okay. Good morning, Mr. Mackendorfer. If you could state your name again for the record.
It's Peter John Mackendorfer.
And you swear affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Good morning. Thank you for your time this morning. The applicant, we have a conditional use permit 2022-005. The applicant is Lloyd Plumley on behalf of Victory Baptist Church. The subject parcel is located at 29911 East Jacobs Road in Benton City, Washington, and is zoned Rural Lands 5, RL5. The applicant is requesting this conditional use permit to conduct church services and related activities for an 85-member congregation on a year-round basis on a 6.1-acre parcel, 6.01-acre parcel located east of Benton City on Jacobs Road. The site currently consists of a 4,080 square foot agricultural building that has 1,400 square feet of finished area inside of it. The applicant is proposing to remodel that existing structure, including a foyer, a main hall, five classrooms, and 2.5 bathrooms. The proposed church will have parking, including 38 stalls, 36 of which are going to be graveled. And then two ADA sites, stalls as well. There will be a 4x8 sign put on the Victory Baptist Church sign across the metal gate that closes the driveway entrance. Church services will be held typically between 10 a.m. and noon and 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. on Sundays. And then Wednesday evening, 7 to 9 in the evening, and with occasional meetings throughout the year. Planning staff has issued a complete letter, sent out notification to the reviewing agencies, and published the notice of the record hearing we're having this morning, as well as notified property owners within 300 feet of the subject property. The staff report cited four standards and ordinances. Reviewing agencies were with comments were Benton Franklin Health District, the Fire Marshal, Benton PUD, Washington State Department of Transportation, and the Kennewick Irrigation District. There were 14 findings of fact included in the staff report and 9 suggested conditions of approval. The major ones for the condition of approval were the existing well needs to be approved as a public water supply by the Washington State Department of Health Office of Drinking Water. Any future alteration or expansion of the on-site sewage system must be reviewed and approved by the Benton Franklin Health District. Illuminated signs, exit and access signs, and fire extinguishers need to be installed per the Benton County Fire Marshal's requirements. The Public Works Department from Benton County will require a road approach permit. And PUD has asked that the a representative from the church contact them prior to any construction. And all vehicle parking must be on site. No vehicle parking will be allowed in the county right away. Lightage and signage must be approved and comply with the Department of Transportation requirements. Benton County Planning Division is recommending approval of conditional use permit 2022 subject to the suggested findings and facts and conditions of approval as outlined in our staff report.
Thank you, Mr. Mackendorfer. Do not have any questions. Is there anyone from the public? Or I'm sorry, not quite there yet. Is the applicant present?
Yes, he is.
If you could, there we go. Good morning. If you could state your name for the record.
Lloyd Plumbly.
And you swear affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. Is there anything that you wanted to add to the department summary of your proposal?
Not really. We've talked with the fire marshal, had him come out, and the health department as well. Jody's come out, and you know, we've made contact before we even purchased the property just to see, you know, what was going to be, we were going to be looking at to make this happen. And so I think I know the conditions that were laid out in this are what we've been told. So we knew that.
So you're comfortable with the conditions that are listed in the staff report then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't have any other questions for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. You're welcome. So is there anyone from the public who wish to testify on this proposal?
I have no one in the audience and no one online.
Okay. Let the record reflect there was no one who wished to comment on this proposal. I do not have concerns at this point with the consistency with the county's CUP criteria. It does appear that the proposal is consistent. I do, of course, wait to make a final decision until the record closes. And as I noted earlier on these hearings where there's a remote component, I do keep the record open for a day. So in this case, since it's Friday, it will be close of business on Monday, 5 p.m. So that's an opportunity for anyone, whether the applicant department or citizens, to provide comment on the proposal. And then, of course, my decision is out within 10 business days of record closure. So unless there are any procedural questions on that, we'll go ahead. Well, I'll recall actually Mr. Carter, but are there any procedural questions from the applicant on that before we move on?
He has none.
Okay. All right. Thank you all. So Mr. Carter, did you have enough time to take a look and see if you have any questions or concerns on the proposed conditions for your the ADU CUP?
Yes, I did have time to go through it, and no, I do not have any concerns.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. As I noted, the same time frame, we'll keep the record open through close of business on Monday, not because there are any outstanding questions on my part, but just because of the remote nature of this, in case there was anyone who wanted to sign on, and then my decision will be out within 10 business days. So,
Thank you so much.
Yep. Nope. You're welcome. And you are certainly welcome to stay for the remainder of the hearing. And I'm speaking to both applicants on the last two matters, but there's no need to do so.
All right. Thank you.
All right, so we will now move to conditional use permit 2022-006. This is an ADU proposed by Andre and Rosabelle Chavez. Who from the department is presenting on this?
Rosabelle, that would be me again.
I'm sorry, that was Ms. Watts that just spoke. Is that correct?
No, go ahead.
Yes, I am.
All right,
presenting.
I already swore you in, so I won't do that again. You remain under oath.
Okay. The Planning Division received an application for CUP 2022-006 on April 4th. The applicant, Rosabelle Chavez, is proposing to construct a 728-square-foot accessory dwelling unit within an existing accessory building. The site currently has an 1,820-square-foot single-family dwelling and two accessory buildings. One of the accessory buildings is a two-story, 2,124-square-foot building that was previously utilized as the main dwelling, but the living space was decommissioned in 2021 when a new single-family dwelling was constructed on site. The applicant is proposing to rededicate 728-square-foot of the second floor of the prior residence into a one-bedroom dwelling unit. The first floor of the structure is to remain as storage with no additional living space. The property is approximately 2.69 acres in size and is located in the Rural Lands 5-acre zoning district in the Kennewick area of Benton County. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal. The following comments of note were received during agency review. The Benton Franklin Health District commented that the shower in the first floor bathroom will need to be removed. And then the Kennewick Irrigation District commented that while the parcel is within their boundaries, it is not considered irrigable lands. Planning staff is recommending approval of the application subject to the suggested 22 findings of fact and 6 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Watts. I do not have any questions. Is the app? I see the applicant, I believe, is online.
Yes, I am.
Good morning. If you could state your name for the record.
Roosevelt Chavez.
And you swear affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
Yes.
Is there anything that you wanted to add to the department summary of your proposal?
This house was an original house that we had purchased, and there was several people that we had actually through the years tried to get it to expand because the bottom portion is bigger than the top portion, and I didn't want to live in a daylight basement as far as like the main part of the house. And so we built a shop house, and so we're wanting to do something with the building, the house itself, because it's well built. And so I don't want to just have it just sit the way it is. I want to be able to utilize it. And so just like my representative was saying, we're wanting to build an ADU for on the top portion and use the bottom portion for storage.
Okay. All right. And do you have any concerns or questions on the proposed conditions outlined in the staff report?
I don't.
You do not. Okay. All right. Well, I do not have any questions for you. So I think at this point, we'll open this up for public comment. Is there anyone from the public who would like to comment on this proposal?
We have no one in the audience.
Okay. All right. Let the record reflect that there is no one who wished to comment on this proposal. So as with the other ADU, I am not seeing, I don't have any concerns or, and it does appear that the county's UP criteria have been met. Of course, I wait to make final decision until the record is closed. And again, as with all the other CUPs, I'll keep the record open through close of business on Monday. And then a decision is out, of course, within 10 business days of that. Any questions from the applicant on procedure before we go to the next item?
I'm good.
Okay. All right. And Ms. Chavez, like the other applicants, you're welcome to stay online for the remainder of the hearing, but no requirement to do so.
Okay. Thanks.
All right, so we will now move to the last item on the agenda today, and that's variance 2022-001. This is the proposal for an overhang encroachment into an access easement. Yes, Mr. Meckendorfer, does that mean you're speaking for the county on this? All right, I won't swear you in again. You remain under oath.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much, Susan. This is on behalf of variance 2022-001, the applicant was Knutson Engineering, and the owner of the property is 5D Development at a Cottonwood LLC. The property is located at 107010 East Dietrich, PRSE in Kennewick, and is zoned interchange commercial. The applicant is requesting a variance under Benton County Code section 1150.030 to deviate from the property development standards that are required in interchange commercial development standards 1131.080. The request is for relief from the 25-foot setback requirement from the private access easement for siting a new 33,750 square foot commercial recreation facility on the 2.4-acre parcel. As proposed, the building's overhang will encroach 10 feet into the 25-foot setback required from the private access easement that is adjacent to East Dietrich Road or East Dietrich PR on the east side of the subject property. Planning Division has met all the public notification requirements, including issuing a complete letter, notification to the relevant reviewing agencies, notice of this public hearing, and notification to property owners within 300 feet of the subject property. There were four applicable standards or ordinances referenced in the staff report, and there were 15 findings of fact. One that I think is relevant to mention is that the applicant has already obtained the conditional use permit for the proposed commercial recreational facility, which is required in the interchange commercial zoning district. There are three suggested conditions of approval. And the first would be that the approval grants the applicant the ability to deviate from the property development setback in Benton County Code 1131.080, as follows. The building overhang may be sited no greater than 10 feet into the 25-foot required setback from the private access easement, leaving 15-foot setback from the boundary line of the private access easement adjacent to the Easton property boundary. The encroachment of the building overhang must be specified on the submitted site plan. The applicant will amend short plat 3669, vacating lots 1 and lot 2 property line and the 50 by 100 foot access and utility easement adjacent to the eastern boundary of the short plat. And the last requirement will be that, or condition of the approval, excuse me, is that the applicant obtain a building permit from the Benton County Building Department for the new building. So the Benton County Planning Division recommends approval of variance request, VAR 2022-001, subject to the findings of facts and conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Mr. Meckendorfer. I don't have any questions for you. Is the applicant present?
Yes, I'm here.
Good morning. If you could state your name for the record.
Hi, I'm Gavin Jervis. I'm with Knutson Engineering representing our client 5D Development.
And you swear affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. Is there anything that you wanted to add to the department summary of your proposal?
So the client or the owner of the property was planning on having students from schools take field trips there. That overhang would be beneficial for providing cover for some of those students, you know, and if it's raining as they're unloading from the little bus loop there on the east. We think that would be helpful for those students. As was mentioned, the building itself is fully outside of the 25-foot setback, and it would just be the overhang protruding 10 feet into that 25-foot setback.
Okay. And it sounds like it wouldn't be possible to kind of redesign it to be outside of that area. Is that due to kind of the where the property line is and so forth? If you could provide a little bit more detail on that, that would be helpful.
Based on that size of that building, it's pretty far along in design. We'd have to definitely change up the way that the inside of the building is laid out. Some of those changes, you know, reducing the size of the building could make it, you know, not feasible with that layout on the inside. So definitely would be cost prohibitive to change that up. But.
All right, thank you. I don't have any additional questions. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
Nope, that's it. But thank you very much for hearing our case. I appreciate it.
Yep. Is there anyone from the public who wished to testify on the proposal?
We have no one in the audience.
All right, let the record reflect there's no one who wished to comment on the proposal. With this one, of course, I'll keep the record open through Monday, not because I have any questions, but just because of the remote nature of aspects of the hearing. And then my written decision will be out within 10 business days of that. Is there any questions, Mr. Gervais, on the process? Oh, you know, I think I forgot to ask you the conditions, and they were actually read out at the hearing by Mr. Meckendorfer. I assume you have no concerns with those. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. No concerns. We actually did just receive our approval letter for the plat amendment from the health district. So we'll be submitting the plat amendment to the county today.
Okay. Thank you for the update on that. Okay. All right. I think that is it. Ms. Brown, is there anything that I need to address this morning before we adjourn?
No, we are good.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you all for your participation this morning. We are adjourned.
Thank you.